We're back to the Neil Haley show. And, you know, I remember my first in-person interview with someone from Clubhouse. That means in-person, they came to my office, and that was amazing. And reminiscing about Clubhouse and all the different things. And two of the people that really resonated with me was this $1 million room, how to run a $1 million business. And these two built it to this huge level. They were intense in this, and we all are moving on to so many other new ventures because, as entrepreneurs, we have to constantly pivot and change direction at times and monitor and adjust. And my guests today are Dan Robbins and Kate Hancock, and they're going to talk about Web 3.0. Guys, thanks for coming by. And again, this power couple on Clubhouse, how are you guys doing? And thanks for coming on the show.
Neil, honored to be here. We're excited. Like I were just talking earlier. I remember your background, red.
Yeah, I did red, different colors. I would change it up all the time, and I had the podcasting mic because you want to be noticed, you know. And then specifically, next thing is your bio, and that's all about brand. And in Clubhouse, you would jump in a room, in which I call room surfing, and then they'd read your bio, and if they like what you have to say, they mod you. And that's the process of meeting a lot of amazing people. I hope to get back to some of that, you know, meeting some of them, just because things have just blown up crazy for where I'm moving forward and all that stuff. And the same thing for you guys as well. So Dan and Kate, we're going to talk about Web 3.0. I got a little bit of a kind of understanding it, but not to the level that my audience, sure as heck, I'm sure some of them might know it, but kind of define, Dan, Web 3.0. What is that?
So Web 3.0, to kind of simplify for a newbie, right? Web 1.0 is your flat and boring website, like that website in early 1990s.
Okay.
See those flat, it's boring, it's not. And Web 2.0, this is your Google, this is your Facebook account, there's some social components to it where you can interact, you can read and write. And as we are heading to Web 3.0 or the metaverse, this is way immersive. So it's you in the internet in a form of avatar, Neil, where you can play, transact, and do business. That's to simplify the metaverse. So it's a
Really?
conversion of a physical and digital world creating experiences, and you can do business as well.
All right, Dan, go add a little bit more to that. That's a great definition and understanding it, because it really means we have to move towards this. And that's hard, especially, you know, as traditional marketers that you and I, Dan, are in certain ways to say, okay, we're going to look at it in this next way. I had an entrepreneur on yesterday that was the creator of Teladocs, and he started the whole Teladocs movement. He was in part of the internet movement, and now he's moving the other. If we are first to the party in something like you guys were in Clubhouse, it's an opportunity. So what made you want to move towards that level right now when a lot of people are still not educated towards it?
Yeah, so I mean, it really was Kate last year. She was like, hey, you know, obviously people are talking about NFTs. It's doesn't seem to be like a really a long lasting topic that's going to be, as we're seeing, it's kind of dying down. But she thought, you know, the next generation internet, the metaverse, that's going to be the thing. So we started interviewing people that are really building the technology behind that, been in it, that have been in it for a while, you know, 10, 20 years, because the concept and term was created in the 1990s, so it's not something that's specifically new, but we're building towards. So we started interviewing people that are really building the foundations of Web3 and Metaverse, and that's really what taught us and got us to learn about what's happening from the back end to the front end. But like Kate mentioned, I mean, this is the convergence of the physical and digital, but there's so many technologies that really needed to happen before this could become a thing. And I think that's the amazing part of where we're at today, is it's all of these components coming together that are finally at a place where we can actually become, you know, like Kate mentioned, how do you, before we couldn't really get that physical and digital. There's so many things that need to happen. But the amazing part is it's happening now, and you know, we're getting there.
So Kate, kind of go, yes, continue. Go ahead.
I mean, like we all in Web 2, Neil, we're making money in Web 2. I was in e-commerce, so I understand that customer's experience. And do you have to wait before your website will get disrupted, right? So to kind of give you an example, what is a Web 2.0 world in the form of e-commerce? Like if this is your regular Amazon. You click shop, everything gets shipped to your home. Now, as we're heading towards an immersive experience of Web 3.0 or the metaverse, so any entity, any store can recreate their own store in the metaverse. You walk there in a form of avatar, you see different, for example, Nike, different collection of shoes. You click in one button with your digital wallet. A salesperson come in a form of avatar can tell you a different collection history of the shoes. So it's really immersive when it comes to storytelling. And for e-commerce people that are building site, this is gonna change the whole landscape of how you build things and how you story tell. So as an entrepreneur, I mean, I made money in Web 2. What I really love about Web 3.0 or the metaverse, Neil, is it's the whole concept of decentralization, meaning no big entity. That's what we're helping, control your data. You as a consumer, you can sell your data whenever you want to. So you have control of your own data. So that's what I'm excited about, and the whole re you know, it's for everyone to thrive. It is really low barrier to entry to people around the world. So that's what we're hoping for.
So, and is that more of the process that we won't, what are we not going to have to rely on anymore, Dan, in Web 3.0 that we did in Web 2.0?
Yeah, I mean, the hope, like Kate said, is that, you don't have to input all your data, your information, because you have digital wallets. You don't have to be identified necessarily by your name, by where you live, by who you are. You can have that information there. So, I mean, that is all the hope. And also the ability to possibly, this whole creator's economy where you're not, there's no boundaries in terms of you can make money off of the things that you create versus right now. I think we all know giants like so most social media companies. They own your information and they make money off of your information. I was laughing the other day. They made some changes to some of their updates and it said they don't sell your data. Well, obviously they sell your data in the form of advertising, but you don't make money. So you create all this great content and you don't really make money on it. They pay you like a few dollars for millions of views on a reel. In the future, though, the hope is that it's the opposite way. So as you create content, they have to pay you for that. And a lot of that's why this whole creators economy is starting to boom and people are really excited for it. And hopefully, there'll be some positive things.
So the big giants, Kate, can slowly be back to we're going to change. It's going to change now. That's the hope, right?
Well, that's the hope, but we all know the big giant got more money, so they still
Right.
get ahead, right?
Exactly.
But the whole ethos of the metaverse, which we're trying to have, everyone trying to build it responsibly, where it's really for everyone to win and thrive. But and there's the common of meta the common misconception of the metaverse, Neil, is they think it's crypto or NFT. No, it's like, so think of a metaverse, a whole planet. It's the next generation of the internet. And blockchain is being utilized for the whole components of the metaverse. And what is blockchain does to your project? It's transparent. It makes your life efficient, and everything is recorded where it can't be changed. And so inside of that planet, that you have the NFT games, you have the XR, VR, AR, and that whole thing. So that's the whole planet of the metaverse or Web 3.0.
So I'm now already going to educate myself more from what I've heard so far. So Dan, give me a specific example of somebody that you've worked with or have seen that are using the metaverse right now, because not many companies are doing that or businesses.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a huge amount of use cases because it's like something that's being built in the moment and it's not necessarily here. But I can tell you from a gaming standpoint, if we were to look at who's the most advanced companies, gaming has really been in this virtual space, this tokenized economies, creating economies within a game where people are spending millions and millions of dollars, sometimes on a daily or weekly basis, depending on what platform, like Roblox, and there's many others
Yeah,
like
so
that.
I'm familiar with Roblox because my kids play it, and I play it,
Exactly.
and it's really cool. It's not it, I like it, it. I like it so much better than Minecraft, because it seems real. That you have jobs, you have this specific things, you can earn money all those different things, and you can live in this world in a community with other people. So that's a good example of a gaming Roblox, what the rest of everything's going to become. Wow.
Yeah. And Neil, when it comes to, you know, Dan was about to share that. So let's talk about Roblox. You know, our kids are dominating our credit cards. Like, Mom, I want to use your credit card. I want to buy more token to make my games really cool, right? And what brands are doing right now, for example, Gucci, they were there last year, they created their Gucci garden on Roblox. And so now your six-year-old, seven-year-old son would say, Dad, can you buy me a $750 Gucci belt? Because they're already exposed to the brand. Like, how smart is that for Gucci to do that, right?
Very smart, very smart.
It's very smart. So that's something that brands, companies need to pay attention, because at the end of the day, we're not the customer of the metaverse. This is going to be old in 10 years from now. We are not the target audience. They're already putting their flagship there, their future consumer. Is that something you're going to wait as a brand, as a company, or are you going to start doing
it? I'm going to look at specific companies now, look at how I can get involved in those types of things and learn it now so that I don't miss the boat. Like, if we were been first people to Facebook, imagine where we would be today, right? Or the first people to Facebook advertising, where we would have been the first that was to this. You guys are first to the party, and you were the first to the party in Clubhouse. And that worked out really well for you guys. And I was a little bit second, and it worked decent for me. But the bottom line is, being first to a party in something that's so innovative and so amazing. And it was when I was with that entrepreneur last night on my show, we were having Michael Gordon, we were having such an amazing conversation, and we're going to meet out in Dallas for breakfast one time. And the thing I hear is that if we can figure out things before they are mainstream, we put a lot of our efforts into it, there's going to be a huge result. It's being a futurist. Wouldn't you agree, Dan and Kate?
Well, absolutely. I have to say, only 2% of people knows about this. It's still very foreign to majority of the world, right? So the fact that you're ahead of the game, like,
no, I'm ahead of the game just because people tell me to do it. That's it. I am ahead of the game. People tell me I need to learn this. So that's why you guys are on my show. That's the bottom line.
So Neil, you know, the last year in early January, we were onboarding presidents, YPO chapter and entrepreneurs organization, the whole country, about the metaverse, to really prepare yourself as an entrepreneur. What can you do now to make sure you stay ahead in the game? And it's still, like, again, so new. There's so many opportunities. I love how you mentioned Teladoc. The health industry is so advanced when it comes to utilizing VR, AR.
Right.
So what I've heard during the pandemic, when doctors can't be in place, they're limited into the boundaries of distance, they can operate utilizing the technology from the other country. Now, how cool is that for humanity? Yes, there's going to be a scam.
There was a huge fight too. Okay,
yes.
That's the thing that right now we've got Michael Wharton's creating Curo Health, and this is going to be able to identify you before you get cancer years before. So we're really in health and technology, and then people fight technology. They fight the change. I wish I was part of the World Wide Web. I wish I was first to crypto. This is stuff I'm telling you guys right now, and this is where I'm going to put time and effort in my calendar every day to learn this more and more, because my number one talent is ideation and strategy, to look at specifically how I can create and be a part of this. So that's very, very important. So I could talk to you guys for hours, but we are running out of time because it's just a radio show, and I also put it out as a podcast and on my YouTube channel. But Dan, best place we can go to find information and learn more from you guys, because you're providing such good information, and we definitely kind of need to delve in this topic more. Where can we go, Dan?
Yeah. So if you go to Meta Talks, and that's Talks with a Z, MetaTalkz.com, we have a lot of information. We have interviews. We have updates, news on there.
Event.
You can check it out.
We're live in person. We go from one city to country, Neil. So you better join us. There you go.
Yeah, we'll be in LA on July 28th. I know this is a show that, you know, might come out after, but
no, it's gonna come out on Monday. I'm good. I'm the only one that interviews like 20 people a week. We keep it fresh, bro. So no, it'll be out. So no, great. So where else? What after July 28th? You guys got to come to Dallas. You got
Yeah,
Dallas number
well,
one of the yeah, definitely need to. Yeah,
yeah,
because
and you know, yeah, the first five people who owns crypto in the world will be speaking at our event. How cool is that?
that's great. And so information we get on that event, Dan, where can we go? Same place?
Yeah, if you go to web3fest.io, web3fest.io, you can learn about all the events that we're going to be having.
Yeah, and Neil, we're planning the biggest blockchain week in the Philippines. You know, we're planning to put together an island experience in the Philippines, but we get acquired by the bigger company to make a juggernaut, like a massive event. So there you go. Really exciting things, super new, lot of opportunities this we can do right now.
Well, I love it, and I love having you guys on, and it's great to connect. And isn't that funny? It just takes time. Now, I know you have so many, had more followers than me. You guys spent hours on that platform. I don't even want to know how many, but I got to get back to a lot of those people because the quality people we met first on Clubhouse are the ones that we all need to network together because that's what link they made a mistake. Clubhouse would have LinkedIn would have bought Clubhouse. It would have been over because LinkedIn is the place where you make connections and things. We would have kept that platform more for connections. Oh man, I couldn't imagine where it would have been. That's Clubhouse's mistake. And I don't know about social audio and LinkedIn, but it's the time effort. But this is it. Podcasting, as I talked about so much on Clubhouse, is the way to really make connections and develop relationships. So I appreciate you guys. And thanks for coming on.
Thanks,
Thank you so
Neil.
much.
All right, you're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.